Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mehran Asadi. How are you, Mehran?
I'm doing well, Robert. How about you?
I'm doing great, especially because I'm with you. Mehran is the chairman, CEO, and president of National Life Group. This is an organization founded in 1848, and it's still one of the fastest growing, most successful life insurance organizations. And it does a lot of things other than just life insurance. But that's the name. I want to start off with talking about the organization. I've been to your campus, and probably the culture is as good as any organization I've seen. Talk about your philosophy on building a great culture.
Our people, Robert, are the most important assets we have. And people of National Life give spirit and soul to this 172-year-old company. Relationships are critical in our business. Our distributors have opportunity to do business with anybody. And they absolutely adore our people, our culture, and our vision, mission, and values as an organization. Our vision of bringing peace of mind to everyone we touch is something that resonates with people who work with our organization. It resonates with our associates. And mission of keeping our promises is something that is so relevant to the business that we are part of. And the values of doing good, being good, and making good is something that they can relate to. Most people want to be part of something that is purposeful and mission-driven. And guess what? At National Life Group, we have created that culture where being a servant leader, wanting to serve others and be part of the solution is something that we take tremendous pride in.
When you bring people into the organization in your hiring process, you've specifics because you're so purpose-driven. How do you identify the right people who will fit in?
I think, especially with millennials, Robert, they are looking to be part of something that is bigger than them, right? They're literally searching for organizations which has a purpose and organizations which provides them opportunity to grow and reach their potentials. And through our interview process, we basically can learn a lot about someone, not just only their technical skills, also what are their values, what are they all about, and what are their goals in life. It's about figuring out your why, and we feel that people create that sense of why and being purposeful at different spots in their lives. And to that end, this is a place, Robert, that we want everyone to be best version of themselves. And to that end, we are not looking for people who are going to fit the corporate culture. We may be 172-year-old, but we are not a sleepy mutual. We are a progressive mutual. Mission-driven, purposeful, and also an organization which has a resilient balance sheet and has stood the test of time.
It's interesting when you talk about finding the why from people, and you have the why at National Life. When you're interviewing, are there any questions people could learn that you ask people? Do you ask people, what are your values? Do you ask them, what is their purpose? In the interviewing process, how do you really find out that depth of it so you know someone's going to fit into the culture?
Believe it or not, it's actually much more straightforward than that in terms of asking someone about their values. That would be almost inappropriate, for lack of a better term. It is more about asking them what are their goals, what are their ambitions, what gets them excited, what gets them motivated. When they wake up in the morning, I'm not suggesting everybody jumps out of bed so excited about rushing to work. It's like, when it's all said and done, what sort of an environment is going to inspire you to bring your best self to what you do? And just listen. You know, often people like to do standard interviews, and standard interviews are so yesterday. It's more about listening to candidates as to what they're all about, their journey in life, what's important to them, and have a dialogue with them and learn about them. As a learning organization, we like to know as much as possible about each other in order to help each other to be the best we can be. It's just that straightforward, Robert.
And I know you even do unique things, like you will meet early in the morning at the gym, and you'll just talk with people and build relations about what's important to them.
That's exactly it, right? It's not about sitting behind your desk and having conversations with people. I love my teammates. I love to connect with other human beings. Human beings have been put on the face of the earth to connect. Whether it's 5:30 in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, when you are connecting with your associates in informal ways, you learn so much about them, and they learn so much about you, and they realize that we are in this thing together. So when it's 5:30 in the morning and you're working hard in the gym and you're all sweaty in your gym clothes, you're not in the mood to have corporate talk. You can have straight talk, and you can connect in ways that you wouldn't be able to connect during normal working hours. So that is my favorite place to meet a lot of my new associates.
And I know you also have this unique practice where your organization is about be good, do good, make good. And you have this festival where you up to 10,000 people come on your front lawn. And it's got to be one of the most beautiful campuses anywhere, with the guest house and everything. I've been there a bunch of times. And what is your process that you involve people where they get to contribute and they get to be involved with different philanthropies and what they want to do? Because I know there's sort of a unique practice that you have at National Life.
The practice is pretty much we give 40 hours per year to every associate to volunteer. By the way, there are no checks and balances with this program, meaning you pick where you want to volunteer and what's your passion. And we encourage people to be part of the communities that we are part of, they are part of, to be part of the solution. Whether it is hunger, childcare, mental health, or whatever have you, we are here to support our associates in being part of the solution. This is what good companies do, Robert. Be good citizens of the communities that they are part of. So we take pride in that, and that's very important to our and big part of our culture.
I heard this story about a policy owner, you know, from 1955 who wrote a letter. You got to tell that story.
Our oldest client passed away at the age of 104. And Robert, this person owned a whole life policy, which in that situation, once you reach 100, basically, you have won, as I like to call it. You have outlived the life expectancy that was basically priced in that particular product. So in that situation, we actually call the client and we say, where should we send your claim check? It's a claim check without a death. That's why I say you have won. So this particular client got the call, and she was wondering what this thing is all about. And we literally had to explain to her the whole concept of, congratulations, you have lived to be 100 years old. And we are here to make good on the promise we made to you when you were 23 years old. Just think about that for a second. How many companies have that kind of a relationship for 7 or 8 decades? So it's an amazing story from my point of view.
Absolutely. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mehran Asadi, who is the chairman, CEO, and president of National Life Group. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out how is it that a 172-year-old company is driving sales and marketing forward, one of the fastest-growing companies now. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show with Mehran Hassani, who is the chairman, CEO, and president of National Life Group. And so I want to ask you, 172 years old, but it seems right now, during the pandemic, afterwards, your sales have been growing dramatically. How does a company that has that long history become that progressive?
Well, Robert, actually, the formula is very straightforward. As a mission-driven and purposeful company, we didn't take a day off. As a matter of fact, during the pandemic, we doubled down. We literally went virtual as a company on March 17th, 2020. We went from a physical company to a virtual company. We went from operating from two home offices in Vermont and Texas to literally over 2,000 locations. And by God, Robert, the technology worked. And people are asking me, were you surprised that everything worked? And the answer to that, to their surprise, is absolutely not. Why? Because over 85% of our associates in the prior 90 days, at some point or other, they had worked remotely and everything had worked just fine. So from our point of view, we had rehearsed and we had prepared for this kind of a disaster or a pandemic, and everything worked. And to that end, we also wanted to make sure that not only we are serving our financial professionals, we are also serving our clients. If you cannot serve a purpose as a life insurance company during a pandemic, when the heck can you? Right? So as an organization which is focused on Middle America, the most underserved segment of the market, Robert, an organization which offers retirement solutions and life insurance, which is not just about dying, it's about living. The concept of a life insurance is traditionally tied to a death benefit. However, we know over 60% of us will have some sort of a short-term disability during our lifetime. So life insurance, which also provides living benefits, which is not about just dying, is something that everyone can use and everyone can relate to. Because this is a new type of life insurance, which is about living. And also, most of us are going to live longer. So having retirement benefits that is tied to a single contract, mortality, living benefits, and living too long is something that our clients within the underserved segment of the market could relate to. So we basically did not stop pursuing our goals of serving the underserved segment of the market. And Robert, that is why we have had the best half in the history of our company in 2021.
A lot of companies and insurance are, sales meetings and this. What you're really saying is we have to care, we have to keep promises and serve the people who need to be served. It's a very different model than, you know, in the insurance business. And I think that's why you're so successful.
It's a spot on. Do the right thing. Take care of your clients. You will be successful. By the way, when we talk about serving this market, that doesn't mean that we don't care about the balance sheet of the company. What sits behind the promises we make to our clients is well-being and health, financial health of National Life, because we have to fulfill those promises 20, 30, 40, 80 years from now. Robert, I had the privilege of meeting a unique client 2 weeks ago in Boston. A client who purchased a policy from National Life 65 years ago when he was going to pilot school in Navy to serve our country. While other carriers refused offering a policy to this individual, National Life offered a policy to a newly married young man who was going to serve our country. 65 years later, this man, who is now a very successful investment professional, surrenders his policy and he donates the cash value of this policy to National Life Foundation because our cause of serving child hunger and mental health with children, which is something that resonates with he and his wife, that is their passion. Furthermore, in 2009, when we were offering a surplus note as a company, the same investment professional actually took some of the offering. I'm not going to get into the details of how much and which company, right? However, it was a significant investment in National Life Group. So, 65 years ago, he became a client. In 2009, he took a major bet with this company. And in 2021, he surrenders his personal policy and donates it to National Life Group Foundation. You cannot make up this stuff. If this is not karma, I don't know what the hell it is. It is an amazing story. So I had the privilege of sitting in his dining room and having a conversation with both of them, Mr. and Mrs., not mentioning names, which was amazing. And his point of view was, how many CEOs show up at someone's doorstep to say thank you for being a client, thank you for believing in us, and furthermore, thank you for your donation to our cause?
And if there was ever an inspirational note to leave an interview, that is it. Mehran, what a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you could listen commercial free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email john@theceoforumgroup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jack Mitchell. How are you, Jack?
I feel wonderful, Robert. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, and that's because I'm with you. Jack is the chairman of Mitchell Family Stores, and he was for three decades the CEO, and this is an organization unlike any other, been written up perennially by the Harvard Business School. They have a unique culture in retail, and it's based on hugging. So I want to start off by asking you, explain where the concept of hugging came from, Jack.
I'd be delighted to do that, Robert. I always wear my tape, as I think you know. So you know that we are clothing stores that sell better, you know, the classic luxury products in men's, women's, and designer jewelry. How did we use the word hugging? You see, I was asked to be, like we did with you, a summit. A CEO summit was in our industry. This was back in 2002, and I was a panelist. I wasn't the CEO. I was the panelist. Before the whole my panel started, Robin Lewis, who's now a guru in terms of speaking, in terms of predicting things in our industry on the retail side, he started at 7:30, and he jumped up and down and said, "If you didn't have a well-known, a really sophisticated internet system, the dot-comers were just starting. Anybody that was in a bricks and mortar that had a real store like we have, we were history. It wouldn't work." He said, "Absolutely, everybody has to have that, or in a decade, you'll be gone. There'll be not a single in-store available in the country." And everybody cheered. Everybody thought this was the great idea. Get everything online. This is the way the world is going. This is now 2002. Our panel came up. There were six of us. Each of us had 4 to 7 minutes to talk about our family business. And there were big stores, small stores. There were 300 CEOs in the audience. It was one of those stages, Robert, where you could walk right down in the middle of the stages, and you can jump up and down. And I jumped up and down, and I said, "You know, we're all about something I haven't even heard. I've only been here for a day. I haven't even heard the word. We're about customers. We're about customers in our stores. The customers are the center of the universe. We know their names, their nicknames. Is it Robert or is it Bob? I know you well enough, Robert. If I called you Bob, you'd turn right off. Or is it John, which is my real name, or Jack? We know your birthday, you know. We know your birthday is May 11th. And we know that your anniversary is in August 21st, I think."
But it's true. You know I'm a Mets fan. You know everything about me. You know I don't drink wine. I do like IPA beer. So you had that. So what happens?
So what happens is when you come into the store, if we know you, we say, "Hi, Robert, how's it going? How's this new show going?" So we try to make you feel comfortable, like you're walking in to our home, just like we would. And we show you around. We show you what's in the dining room, and then we show you the new whatever that's in the kitchen, and we try to make you feel great. And I jumped up and down, and I talked about that, and then I sat down. And then after our panel finished, we only had this, I said, 6 or 7 minutes. I came down and I sat at a round table. It was a luncheon by this time. And we ate. And the man next to me was the CEO of Berdorf Goodman, finest store in New York City, owned by Neiman Marcus. They, by the way, as an aside, they went bankrupt, but they've come back during this pandemic. Anyway, he said, "The next thing you're going to tell me, Jack, is that you and your associates, your employees, actually hug your customers." And I closed my eyes, and I saw my brother Bill, who's the biggest hugger in the world, and I saw our sales associates doing it here. We had just acquired Richards in Greenwich, same in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I said, "Doesn't everybody?" The minute I said that, I realized that not everybody does and does hug their customers. That know their, this whole idea of personalizing customer service, which is what my mom and dad started in 1958 in 800 square feet. Today, these stores are 27,000 square feet. And that's what we're all about. We're all about making people feel comfortable in your home. And then all of a sudden, I was asked to be a keynote speaker at the next one, which was only 3 months away, which was just the menswear. And I said, "What am I going to say to my son, Russ?" He said, "Dad, you remember that remark, hugging your customers? Just use that as your theme. And then you can just embellish on all the things that we do." And, you know, that we have a data system that we believe in data. And we know that's where we put all the CRM system.
And that's why you're all about relationship management. You have data on everything. This is decades before anyone else did.
I started making these speeches. I said, maybe one of the things in a family business, you know, when you get to be my age, you do become the chairman or that you retire. What was I going to be doing? Because one of the things that people have always said is I'm a passionate, you know, up and down, you know, with my proactivity. What was I going to be doing? So all of a sudden I said, well, maybe I could be a speaker. And I said, well, that'd be a good idea. All of a sudden I went to the Washington Speakers Bureau. They said, Jack, you need a book. If you don't have a book, you can't be a speaker. And all of a sudden, so I Jack Romanos, who was the CEO of Simon & Schuster, came in the store. He was a customer and a friend in Wilton, where we happen to live. And I said, I have this idea for a book. He said, what's it called? I said, Hugging Your Customers. Sexy title. He said, I love the title. But, and long story short, you know, I wrote a book called Hug Your Customers, as you know.
Wait, Jack, I want to stop you. There is a very special person right on top who wrote something about the book on the front cover. Who is that?
That's everybody, I'm sure, knows Warren Buffett. And he says, it's a gem. I wish everyone at Berkshire would follow his advice. We would own the world. I can't tell you how when Warren said that, you know, it was like we sold another 50,000 copies. You know, I mean, it's but we have endorsements because we have over 500 now to 600 CEO, chairman, presidents of companies that are here because we've grown from this little store in Westport, Connecticut, you know, of 800 square feet to 27,000 in Westport. We acquire a store in Greenwich called Richards, which we acquired and we grew. We have a store in San Francisco, Wilkes Bashford, that we bought in 2009 after the terrible recession we had. Wilkes went bankrupt and we bought the business. And in Palo Alto, in the middle of Silicon Valley. And then 3 years ago, we acquired Mario's store in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. So now we have eight stores that we have throughout the country. And we like local brands, but shared values. So we have a values card that we talk about.
I want to ask you, when you're talking the values card, you have a corporate culture which is all about hug your people, which actually is another book that you wrote. Yeah. Talk about that values card and what that is.
Thank you. So it says on the top either Mitchell's or Mario's or Wilkes Bashford or Richards. And the mission is to make people feel great. And the vision is to be the best specialty stores on the planet. And then the four values we have are customers. Customers for us, Robert, like I said, are the center of the universe. We think customers first. Always think customer. We don't think product first. We think customers first. And of course, when you think that, you have to be a people-oriented business, not a product-oriented. Yes, we have the finest products in the world. But we have relationships, which is the second one. We have relationships with people like, on the back of my books, Jill Dozenio, who endorsed my book, George Armani, who endorsed my book, Brunello Cucinelli, who's the finest and most exciting designer at the luxury side.
What I want to talk about, you have this unique culture and this unique philosophy of hugging that transcends everything.
Yes.
Is there one practice that is different that no one else does? Is there anything that you would say, this is uniquely what we do? I could tell you one.
Okay, you tell me one.
When someone comes into a retail store and they always say, may I help you? You say, no, 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 that's the worst. There's a practice for everyone in retail. What do you do instead of saying, may I help you?
We would never say that. We would say, how are you doing? Boy, you look great. You got the new braces on today. Boy, you look fantastic.
By the way, you noticed I have my Richards shirt, the Eden shirt, and I have my Richards cufflinks. So I love them. They're the best.
So we try to make the connection. If we know you, then we can do that. If we don't know you, we try to decode the message. We try to figure out why you drove your car, because we're not in a shopping mall except for Palo Alto. And we drove up, you parked your car, you came all the way down from Ridgefield, but we don't know you. And all of a sudden, we try to figure out why you came, not why, because no one loves to be sold, but people like to buy. And if we figure out what you've come in to buy or to look for, then we can figure out, is it a wedding? Is it, God forbid, a funeral? Is it just that you need new clothes? Or it's your wife's anniversary, you know, your anniversary, and you go over to the jewelry department. Why did you come in? And what can we do to help you is what we're all about. So we decode that, and then we share ideas. We get back and forth you get into a dialogue, and then you buy something. And when you buy something, We try to be very nice about it. We try to put it in the right box or whatever we do, free gift wrapping. We also do free alterations, which most stores don't do, for women, especially in this day and age. Can you imagine that some of our competitors charge for women's alterations and not for men's? I mean, I came in the family business in 1969. We've never, on regular price, if we are on sale, over 40%, we charge for all. We have 15 tailors in our tailor shop, so we can give personalized service of tailoring. So very few people do that, too.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. We're with Jack Mitchell, and we're about to take a commercial break. Back in a few.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. Welcome back to CEO Show. We're with Jack Mitchell. Jack, what is the secret to growing through the sales process? And I know you talked about before, people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. How have you grown so dramatically?
We've grown because we have, meaning the family, and the people that we hire, whether it be Dominic or people in the marketing or people in the sales force, we treat them like family. I mean, that we really do. We do everything we possibly can like they're part of the family. We're not entitled. Our family is not entitled to anything. If I come here an hour or two late for some reason, let's say I'm playing tennis or whatever, I don't get a special parking place. We treat everyone. If somebody gets sick, I happen to be on board of trustees for Greenwich Hospital, which is part of the Yale system here in Connecticut. You know, I can get people in the hospitals who are the right doctors. So we can do everything we can as if they're part of our family. So that's the way they view us. It's part of the relationships. We can be trusted. We really always tell the truth. We're open and candid. Just during this pandemic, Robert, we've Zoomed all so much. It's mind-boggling. We have meetings with our family, with our executive team, with our tailors, with our buyers, and then twice a week we have every single one of the 420 people that work with us on a Zoom call to keep the spirit going, keep the enthusiasm going, and when that happens, these people feel part of our team, and we're going to survive this pandemic, and we're going to come out. Now our online business has doubled during this particular point of view. We already, developed a very sophisticated and well run. But we have five developers that work with us in the technological side because the world's changing.
Let's talk about one word, which is entrepreneurship. This is a true family business that has been cited as the best business in retail in America from a customer service standpoint. How do you run as a family business? And based on that, what advice do you have to entrepreneurs who want to run a family business?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they they treat everyone, including the family, like family, a functioning family. That's very important. And it's all about consensus building. It's not about, the CEO has the authority. Of course I did, and so does two of our sons. We have two CEOs. But it's a matter of setting goals together, working through what we're going to be doing, what the goals are, and working together as a team. It sounds corny, but that's what we do. We don't vote. We have never voted as a family because we also want to be the most professional. We have an outside family business consultant that we had since 1984. My brother Bill and I hired him. We had to work out challenges because we have different skill sets and different strengths. We build on our strengths. My brother Bill is the biggest hugger. He's on the floor. He knows everybody and all of a sudden somebody is one of the top sportscasters in the world, who's a good friend of Jim Nance. Jim Nance endorsed my books. because he was a customer when he lived in Westport. All of a sudden, Jim sent this gentleman in, and he lives a 9-iron from me in Wilton. All of a sudden, we're friends. So those are the kinds of things that help in the family that we do.
One other thing I know that you do is you do not allow family members to work at Mitchell's immediately. They have to work somewhere else.
5 years after they graduate from college, or the equivalent, they have to work 5 years before, you know, and then they have to be interviewed by our advisory board that we have, an outside advisory board, and anybody that's a Mitchell active in the business, and it has to be a real job. We wouldn't fire Joe to put in Sally, one of our granddaughters. So that we would never do. Everybody knows that. They know they can't have equity, the people that work with us, that we still own the business. And as we acquire these stores, we like to make them feel that Mario is really running his store in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, although he doesn't really own it anymore. But we want him to feel, because that's what he's really doing. He's running that business as if he owned it. And he has to feel that way. And so, yes, and we actually, you know, that five-year rule is very, very important, and you can't feel entitled. We shared all the kind of numbers, gross profit numbers, sales numbers. We don't tell people the final bottom line, but you know, we're one of the few businesses that likes to make money. I mean, that's important. We wouldn't have survived if we didn't have a strong balance sheet. So we have a monthly meeting of all the family and the senior executives that have access and know what we're doing. So we meet and we talk about it. And it's not about the accumulation of wealth for our family, although I'm not, you know, destitute, but it's about the fun and the fun of working in a family business. Find that fun and build on that fun, Robert, and go on trips together. And enjoy that my brother Bill just decided to go with his son and granddaughter to St. John for a week. They finally were able to do that just yesterday. So that's what they're doing. And you can do that. I watched all the boys play. We have four sons, as you know. I watched them play all the games when they were in elementary school.
And you were actually a great athlete. I know at Staples in Westport, you were the captain of your basketball team, your baseball team, and your football team. That's something. So it went through the family.
And one of the things on entrepreneurship, I'll never forget, this was a great entrepreneur told me this. The definition, as far as he was concerned, and he was a CEO, he said, give me the ball. And I realized that I'm still that way playing tennis. Well, I'd like to serve that last serve, you know, in a tiebreaker or maybe on the 19th hole where we're playing for golf. So I think it's a matter of wanting to be there. A good leader has to be there in, you know, we're values-based leadership, family business.
And there you have it, Jack Mitchell. I want to tell you what a pleasure and privilege it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Robert. I look how you've grown. All right, I mean, think of your business when we first met, and there's no question that I always say if we have the CEO, he or she. I mean, we have, you know, Ann Mulcahy on our board, and we have people like that she was the head of Xerox. You know that once you get the top people, then they just perforce, you see, that where they shop, they come in. They don't have to recommend it. They say, where do you go? Well, you go to Mitchell's, you go to Richard's, you go to Wilkes-Bashford, you go to Mario's. So the CEOs are still, the value-based leadership is so important. And when you have a great CEO and they're buying clothes from us, you know what? It really feels, makes us feel absolutely great.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.